This is a bingo announcement. We would like to inform you that will be a monster bingo once a month. The second monster bingo will be on Monday night, November 6th at 6 p.m. The games that will be played are as follows. 5 regulars for $100, 1 special, the letter X, for $300, the jackpot, a full card, for $1,300. Bingo cards will sell for 1 sheet with 9 cards for $10, 1 sheet, 4 cards for $5. Bingo chips must be used for these games and a dabber for the last game. The cards will sell at K's Hut, 312 Principal, KZ Value Mart, 437 Ottawa Road, Pizza Plus on Ottawa Road, and Épicerie Lirette, 72 Bitterby Road, radio station. Il y aura un bingo monstre une fois par mois. Le deuxième aura lieu lundi soir, le 6 novembre, à 6 heures. Les parties seront comme ceci. 5 parties régulières pour $100, une partie spéciale, la lettre X, pour $300, et le gros lot, carte pleine, pour $1,300. Les cartes seront vendues comme ceci. Une feuille, 9 cartes pour $10, une feuille, 4 cartes pour $5. Des pitons doivent être utilisés, sauf pour le gros lot où un étampe de bingo doit être utilisé. Les cartes sont vendues à K's Hut, 312 Principal, au K's Value Mart, 437 Ottawa Road, Pizza Plus, sur le chemin Ottawa Road, l'épicerie Lirette, 72 Bitterby Road et au poste de radio Sequoy. Thank you, merci.
Nicaraguan Vice President Sergio Ramirez left Ottawa Thursday with the assurance that Canada will help design mechanisms to implement new Central America's peace plan, as long as all 5 countries involved ask for the assistance. Ramirez met with External Affairs Minister Joe Clark Thursday on the last day of a 4-day visit to Ottawa. The official areas of discussion were bilateral relations and Canada's involvement in the Central America peace process. The Vice President told reporters he was quite satisfied with the talks. From Washington, half the Canadian companies that once operated in South Africa have pulled out of the racially segregated country, says a private research organization. Of 24 Canadian firms, 12 have served direct ties to South Africa in the last 18 months, says the Investor Responsibility Research Center, a Washington-based agency that tracks investment in South Africa. One in 4 priests in the Gatineau Hall Diocese has sexual problems, and 11% are sexually active, a church report on sexual ethics in the Outaouais Diocese has found. The results of a survey of 94 Catholic priests were released Thursday by a commission set up in June 1986 following sexual abuse allegations against the Hall priests. The report's findings include the results of a 64-question survey on priests' celibacy. It was answered by 94 of 140 priests in January and February in the area. Turning to lighter news now, from Stockholm, poet Joseph Brodsky, who calls his Russian heritage and the freedom he found in the United States the best possible combination, and he won a Nobel Prize in Literature Thursday. Brodsky was exiled from the Soviet Union as a parasite in 1972 and now is a U.S. citizen. He was cited by the Swedish Academy for creating poems imbued with clarity of thought and poetic intensity. He writes in both Russian and English, and his work have been translated into more than a dozen languages. Turning to CKWE Sports. After losing the first 2 games of the World Series, the St. Louis Cardinals turned around beat the Minnesota Twins last night by a score of 4-2, and they now take a 3-2 game lead in the best of 7 World Series. They lost the first 2, and now they just have to win 1 more, and they're the world champs. Still in baseball, New York. Major League Baseball players have voted George Bell of the Toronto Blue Jays and Andre Dawson of the Chicago Cubs the most valuable players in the USA. Today's 4th annual poll announced in Thursday's editions. Bell, who hit 47 home runs and drove in 134 runs, received 122.5 votes as the American League MVP pick. Andre Dawson, who had 49 homers and a major league high of 137 RBIs, landed 136 votes as the National League MVP choice. In the NHL last night, it was the Washington Capitals over the Philadelphia Flyers by a score of 4-1. Elsewhere, it was the Minnesota North Stars beating the Quebec Nordiques by a score of 5-2-3. From Toronto, defenseman Paul Coffey vowed Thursday night never to return to the Edmonton Oilers after owner Peter Pocklington questioned his courage during new contract negotiations. Coffey, one of the premier offensive defensemen in the NHL, said, "It's impossible for me to go back and put on that hockey sweater again." Pocklington's comments about Coffey came during negotiations by telephone Wednesday night and Thursday morning with the player's agent, Gus Bedali, but the owner said he did not intend remarks to become public. Taking a look at our forecast today, it's going to be cloudy with snow. We should be getting up to a high of 2 to 4 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with light snow. We'll be going down to a low near minus 2. Saturday, it's going to be cloudy with snow showers with a high of 2 to 4 degrees. We'll be going down to a low of minus 2 tomorrow. The outlook for Sunday is going to be mostly cloudy with a low of minus 2 and a high near 6. And Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 6 and a low of minus 2. I'm Terry Weddick with CKWE Noontime News. Iran renewed its threat of reprisal. Shipping sources in Kuwait, meanwhile, reported a loud explosion off the northern coast near the Minas South oil port, but said they did not know the cause. In reporting the explosion, a shipping agent in Kuwait said he heard a power outages in the area and an information blackout appeared to be in effect. From Seoul, the presidential candidate of South Korea's governing party was hit in the face with eggs and assaulted with tear gas Wednesday during campaign stops in an opposition stronghold. Candidate Roh Tae-woo yelled back at the assailants that he will not be intimidated and later joked about it. He said he considers the eggs the spice of democracy. The attacks on Roh were the first such incidents in the campaign leading up to the presidential elections, which were going to be held in December. From New York, a substance that appears to trigger immune defenses against some cold viruses demonstrates the feasibility of a cold vaccine, says a report in a British scientific journal. Researchers found that a synthetic chemical made to mimic a portion of the certain cold virus induced rabbits to produce antibodies against the cold virus. They also found that the chemical could induce an antibody response against other cold viruses. About 60% of 48 cold viruses tested were recognized and attacked by the antibodies. Turning to CKWE Sports, last night in the World Series action, it was the Cardinals over the Twins 7-2. The Cardinals tied the series 2 games apiece. From Toronto, Blue Jays outfielder George Bell was named American League Player of the Year. And also Montreal Expo Andre Dawson, who is now with the Chicago Cubs, was named National League Player of the Year. In hockey, it was the Cardinals over... No, not the Cardinals, but the Canadiens over the Leafs 10-3 last night. Flames over the Rangers 5-4. Blackhawks over the Red Wings 5-1. Whalers over the Sabres 5-3. The Devils beat the Penguins 5-4. And it was the Oilers over the Kings by a score of 6-2. Taking a look at our CKWE forecast today, we're going to have cloudiness with mostly cloudy with an afternoon with a chance of showers. We'll be going up to a high of 2 to 4 degrees. Cloudy tonight. It's going to be cloudy with snow. We'll be going down to a low of minus 4. Friday, it's going to be cloudy with snow flurries with a high of 2 and a low of minus 4. Saturday, mostly cloudy with showers with a high near 5 and a low of minus 2. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a low of minus 4 and a high of 5. I'm Terry Reddick with a CKWE Noontime News.